Do you have someone you can turn to for help in working your recovery? A mentor? A guide? A coach? In the 12-step approaches, this is known as a sponsor, and we'll talk about the usefulness of getting a sponsor today in this episode of Recovery Support with Kevin Bergen. This is Recovery Support, and I'm Kevin Bergen, licensed psychotherapist. This show is to support those in recovery from sexually compulsive behavior and to offer that support with education, inspiration, and motivation. Having a personal trainer at the gym is, for many, an unaffordable luxury, and at best, an expensive aid to teach and motivate you to realize your fitness goals. In the 12 steps, a personal coach is known as a sponsor, and he's an integral part of living in recovery. In an earlier podcast, we talked about the importance of support in recovery, that you simply can't get sober alone. Imagine getting a personal coach who'll answer your questions, give you custom motivation, and work with you personally on your recovery. In the 12 steps, you can have this, and it's absolutely free. Let's look at the problem in the White Book, and today, look at this problem in context of being secretive in your addiction with no help from anyone as you isolate yourself. The problem on page 203. Many of us felt inadequate, unworthy, alone, and afraid. Our insides never matched what we saw on the outsides of others. Early on, we came to feel disconnected from parents, from peers, from ourselves. We tuned out with fantasy and masturbation. We plugged in by drinking in the pictures, the images, and pursuing the objects of our fantasies. We lusted and wanted to be lusted after. We became true addicts. Sex with self, promiscuity, adultery, dependency relationships, and more fantasy. We got it through the eyes. We bought it, we sold it, we traded it, we gave it away. We were addicted to the intrigue, the tease, the forbidden. The only way we knew to be free of it was to do it. Please connect with me and make me whole, we cried with outstretched arms. Lusting after the big fix, we gave away our power to others. This produced guilt, self-hatred, remorse, emptiness, and pain. And we were driven ever inward, away from reality, away from love, lost inside ourselves. Our habit made true intimacy impossible. We could never know real union with another because we were addicted to the unreal. We went for the chemistry, the connection that had the magic, because it bypassed intimacy and true union. Fantasy corrupted the real. Lust killed love. First addicts, then love cripples. We took from others to fill up what was lacking in ourselves. Conning ourselves time and again that the next one would save us, we were really losing our lives. Now I'd like to turn to page 72 in the SA White Book and read a section with you called Getting an SA Sponsor. Starting at the bottom of page 72. As we get into the steps, we find it indispensable to rely on those who have gone this way before. In 12-step programs, the term commonly used is sponsor. What we call the person doesn't matter, and we don't have to call them anything. Asking for help and accepting suggestions are what brings results. Experienced members advise getting a temporary sponsor as soon as one is serious about recovery. Later, when we're better established in the fellowship, we can choose another. Withdrawal from our addiction may leave us in a state of emotional and spiritual shock that can persist for some time. Our sexaholism has so separated us from reality and others that we may appear to others as being not there. We cannot see the truth about ourselves because we are lost inside ourselves. And for some time, we suffer from tunnel vision, nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatism, or all of them put together, anything but normal vision, some gentle or not so gentle holding up of the mirror and prodding are usually necessary, and above all, we need the example of a life that's making it. We take responsibility for our own recovery, but we don't remain isolated and in charge of it. We surrender to God and take direction from the sponsor. Thus, we go to meetings and start making our connection with people. Alone, we cannot make the transition to reality. Perfection in the sponsor is neither necessary nor possible. Taking the action of getting out of ourselves is what counts, even though this may not be what we feel like doing. The sponsor can help us conquer the delusion that we should only do what we feel like doing. Take the action, the sponsor says, and the feelings will follow. If you wait for the feeling first, it'll never happen. We discover that in-depth ego deflation is one of the keys to sobriety and growth, and asking for help often helps us achieve this. Asking for help is one way we start dismantling the wall of ego we've built so carefully around ourselves. In reaching out to another, we reach out to the undiscovered best in ourselves. This confirms our commitment to sobriety and is the beginning of that radical change of attitude from being the center of the universe. One member said, "I wanted to stay in charge. That's why God and healing could never get to me." There are a few absolute requirements a prospective sponsor should have, but a period of comfortable sexual sobriety, including progressive victory over lust, is surely a must. Another requirement is that he or she be ahead of us in working the steps. The norm is that men sponsor men and women sponsor women. We follow direction and make regular contact, meeting face-to-face when possible once a week or more, especially in the beginning. Some newcomers also find daily phone contact very helpful. The one who needs help does the calling. We give up the old idea of being catered to. Having sponsors with our particular form of acting out doesn't seem to matter as much as having those who are incorporating the principles of the steps and traditions in their lives and who walk like they talk. Wise sponsors know they can't carry the sexaholic. They can only carry the message of their own recovery. Thus, they do not get involved in giving advice and bearing responsibility for the other person. Likewise, we do not become dependent on the sponsor in the way we were with parents, spouses, lovers, or even professionals. The goal of a good sponsor is the eventual independence and spiritual and emotional maturity of the individual, to help the person start walking the right path in the right direction. The wise sponsor will also let the person know that their relationship alone is not enough. The person is going to have to make his or her connection with the group and become part of. Typically, when we come into the program, all kinds of personal problems are uppermost in our mind. Pending separation or divorce, problems of romance, and occupational, health, legal, or money crises. Most of us felt that if only the problems would go away, we would be okay. What we did not realize was that it is because of and within these very problems that the program works. The program doesn't work in a vacuum. It only works in the day-to-day ebb and flow of our lives. Trial, tribulation, and pain are the soil in which the steps can germinate, take root, and find fruition in our lives. Thus, every problem, no matter how small or great, every crisis, resentment, pain, illness, stress, conflict, depression, any and all of them, without exception, can be turned into good. Every time we feel overwhelmed, our sponsor can point the way out of self-pity, resentment, or fear, and onto right thinking, helping us say, "I thank God for the good and the seemingly bad as necessary for my growth. Thy will, not mine, be done." The value the sponsors receive if they are where they should be, is the experience of working their own program in a way otherwise impossible. There's something that only working with others can give us. It is truly a gift. Even if the one seeking help is ungrateful or doesn't stay sober, we help, expecting nothing in return, and the measure we receive is the measure we've given of ourselves to another. That's our reading today in the essay White Book, and we started on page 72, the section called Getting an Essay Sponsor. Sponsors are very important in any 12-step program, and they're very beneficial in anything we can do about changing our behavior and finding recovery. As we open the podcast today, let's read from the White Book again, this time on page 204, The Solution, and this time read it in the context of getting out of your isolation and asking for and accepting help and support. Page 204. We saw that our problem was threefold: physical, emotional, and spiritual. Healing had to come about in all three. The crucial change in attitude began when we admitted we were powerless, that our habit had us whipped. We came to meetings and withdrew from our habit. For some, this meant no sex with themselves or others, including not getting into relationships. For others, it also meant drying out and not having sex with the spouse for a time to recover from lust. We discovered that we could stop, that not feeding the hunger didn't kill us, that sex was indeed optional. There was hope for freedom, and we began to feel alive. Encouraged to continue, we turned more and more away from our isolating obsession with sex and self, and turned to God and others. All this was scary. We couldn't see the path ahead, except that others had gone that way before. Each new step of surrender felt it would be off the edge into oblivion, but we took it. And instead of killing us, surrender was killing the obsession. We had stepped into the light, into a whole new way of life. The fellowship gave us monitoring and support to keep us from being overwhelmed, a safe haven where we could finally face ourselves. Instead of covering our feelings with compulsive sex, we began exposing the roots of our spiritual emptiness and hunger, and the healing began. As we faced our defects, we became willing to change. Surrendering them broke the power they had over us. We began to be more comfortable with ourselves and others for the first time without our drug. Forgiving all who had injured us, and without injuring others, we tried to right our own wrongs. At each amends, more of the dreadful load of guilt dropped from our shoulders until we could lift our heads, look the world in the eye, and stand free. We began practicing a positive sobriety, taking the actions of love to improve our relations with others. We were learning how to give, and the measure we gave was the measure we got back. We were finding that none of the substitutes had ever supplied. We were making the real connection. We were home. Please email me with questions, feedback, and commentary at kbrecoverysupport@gmail.com. And remember that the Recovery Support Podcast does not promote any program or fellowship and only informs about resources that I found helpful to my clients. You can refer to the show notes at recoverysupport.podbean.com. I'd like to close today with the third step prayer. You can find this prayer by Googling third step prayer, or turning to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, page 63, or in the Essay White Book, page 95. If you know the prayer, please join me. God, I offer myself to Thee, to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always, Have a terrific week and have a sober day.